Next is a progress note on Clara Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Black and Clara, C-L-A-R-A. Date was June 22nd, 2022. Place was her assisted living, namely Sugarbush Manor. In paragraph 2, complaint, Mrs. Smith is 83 and complained of pains of her hands. And she also had some exertional dyspnea reported, with oxygen saturation dropping, period. I was asked to assess both. In paragraph history, Mrs. Smith continues to complain of her hands and feet, and worse than the hands, period. She has some thickening of the MCP, PIP, and DIP joints. And she had been put on prednisone, period. Apparently, the prednisone and tramadol have not been helping. She's also on Tylenol, period. Pain doesn't seem to be as bad, though, as at the time of the last visit, period. Nevertheless, she complains it's still there, period. She has been a bit more confused, and the family is requesting I change from the tramadol to something else, period. Her renal function is good, and VON and creatinine were normal, and her last estimated GFR was over 90, and this was in April of this year, period. New paragraph. She can walk with her walker, period. I'm told that sometimes when she walks to the desk, she gets short of breath, period. Her lowest oxygenation saturation at the home, though, are 90 and 91, period. The heat seems to be bothering her more, period. However, there's air conditioning, period. New paragraph. She occasionally gets chest pain. It's usually weekly or biweekly, lasting less than 5 minutes. It's not clear if it's a coronary pain, period. Her blood pressure is stable to slightly on the borderline high side, period. New paragraph. She seems to have lost the partial denture and is planning on going to her dentist on July 6th, period. New paragraph. She has diabetes mellitus, but I'm told that her sugars are stable, period. There's no polyuria or polydipsia, period. There's no significant paresthesia, period. She has glaucoma of both eyes and also non-exudative macular degeneration, period. She follows with an ophthalmologist and has had surgery for the glaucoma, but her vision is still fairly poor, period. She is on Lumigan drops for glaucoma, period. She takes Preservision vitamins for the macular degeneration, period. New paragraph. Review of symptoms, constitutional. She lies, feeling feverish, having chills. Eyes, she has poor vision, no eye pain. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, occasional episodes of chest pain lasting less than 5 minutes. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. DU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, she has pains in her hands and feet mostly, and there's less pain in her other joints, period. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, she has diabetes wise, no polyuria or polydipsia. No alteration in temperature tolerance, other than the heat would make her a bit short of breath. New paragraph, skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history is positive for diabetes wise, type 2. Essential hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, glaucoma of both eyes. Bilateral non-exudative age-related macular degeneration, osteoarthritis of the hands and feet, and multiple joints. Urinary incontinence. Coronary artery disease with two stents. Macular degeneration. Family history. Father died of myocardial infarction and had COPD. Her mother had a heart attack. She has siblings with heart disease and mental illness. There's a sister living with diabetes, heart problems, and hyperlipidemia, period. Comparing social, no smoking, no ethanol use, and she lives in assisted living. In paragraph, surgical history. He's had knee replacement and gallbladder removal. In paragraph, medications. 10 milligrams daily, multivitamins on daily, thimazole cream, twice a PRN, folic acid 1 milligram daily, furosemide 20 milligrams daily, glipizide 5 milligrams twice a day, Invokana 100 milligrams daily, losartan 25 milligrams daily. I'll change it, losartan is 25 milligrams daily. Lubigan eye drops 0.01%, one drop in each eye bedtime. Melatonin 5 milligrams nightly, metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, metoprolol succinate ER 25 milligrams daily. Oh, it's 75 milligrams daily, sorry. Prolol succinate is 75 milligrams daily. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, Miralax 17 grams in liquid daily, potassium chloride 20 milligrams daily, prednisone 5 milligrams daily, and that's a temporary order. Preservision cap arids, one tab daily. Vitamin D, 2,000 units daily. Two-paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. I'll put on allergy, cough and penicillin. Two-paragraph examination. She's not severely distressed, debilitating. Blood pressure 140 over 84. Temperature 97.2. Pulse 72. O2 is at 90%. And after I did a 6-minute walk, whether it was her walk or her oxygen saturation was still 96%, period. She didn't seem to have difficulty doing it with my presence, period. And head and neck, pupils equal to reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, exocumus normal, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. She does have some degree of hearing impairment. She has visual impairment. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds, but no wheezes or crackles, and no excessive muscle use for breathing, period. Walking did not elicit any wheezes or crackles. Cardiovascular, normal smooth tooth, no gallop, no murmur, no. She has slight edema, but not severe. Fetal pulses were palpable. Abdomen soft, not tender, no organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation is intact. Musculoskeletal, she has normal tone, and she can move all limbs, period. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. She's arthritic changes in the hands, and to a lesser extent the feet, period. Her knees have been replaced, period. There's no inflammation or fusion of the joints, and no cyanosis of the clubbing. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions. Comparative mental status, she was oriented. In orientation and time, she knew the month, year, season, and day, but forgot the exact date, period. She didn't know that it was near the end of June, though, period. In orientation to place, she got 5 out of 5. She knew the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. She's oriented to person. Affect was normal. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Smith has hypoxia, but I don't think she needs oxygen. She did well with a 6-minute walk. 2, she has diabetes mellitus, which is controlled at this point in time with metformin, 500 milligrams twice a day, and Invokana 100 milligrams daily, and glipizide 5 milligrams twice a day, period. 3, she has osteoarthritis of the hands especially, and to a lesser extent the feet and other joints. And it will stop the tramadol because it's not appearing to be effective. And as her renal function is good and she's never had ulcer disease, I will start Celebrex 100 milligrams daily, period. I will continue the prednisone temporarily, period. She might be finishing that soon, period. 4, she has hypertension. I will continue with losartan 75 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol ER 75 milligrams daily, period. She has macular degeneration. I will continue the Preservision eye drops, period. 7, she has glaucoma. I will continue Lumigan 0.01% in both eyes at nightly. And she falls with ophthalmology, period. This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating end of dictation.